Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
Happy hump day. I can't believe it's only Wednesday. It's like a long week.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's been crazy. So how is everyone?
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we went to Tommy's joint after we visited Hooman in the hospital. I may never eat again.
Was that good?
Oh, my God.
It was all food will never be good enough.
So we ate yesterday, like maybe around. Oh God, you know what,
Vaughn has his stuff. Me too. I brought the rest.
Vaughn
and
Yuzette brought in their leftovers because no one could eat another bite. And then I get home,
and you ate all yours.
I had a sandwich and brought home stuff for my kids and my family and stuff. But this one sandwich, I got the brisket sandwich. Uh-huh. It's all barbecue stuff there.
Or roasted, yeah.
Yeah, roasted, barbecued, freaking bowls of deliciousness. So I had the sandwich. You guys all got like the dinners with the mashed potatoes and
yeah,
stuff.
I got it's sort of like a, Vinny, I don't know if you ever went to like Harry's Hofbräu, which is San Jose and also was two on
the
peninsula,
Hofbräu.
But it's kind of like, yeah, exactly, right? But
I didn't, but
are you doing an old voice?
Oh, no, I'm doing a German.
Oh, German. Sounds German. Because old people go to the Hofbräu.
Oh, also the old people go there.
But, so, you know, Vinny, you wait in line and you order what you want and then, you know.
Cut it and scoop it for you
right
there.
Go sit down.
Make it tray.
Yeah,
it's almost cafeteria style, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's full on barbecue.
Yes, so they've got a brisket there and they're cutting pieces of that off. And then there's, you know, big piece of chicken. They did a pulled pork thing.
Yeah. I got a turkey dinner, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and beans, and a roll and butter.
Yeah. So I brought two of those home with the brisket for my family.
And, you ordered separate meals just to bring home entirely.
I did. I brought them food home. Yeah. So I just had the brisket sandwich.
And the green beans and the coleslaw. Yeah, those are both really good.
Really good. Everything
I love
was
a
super good
green bean.
Pickles.
Oh, my
pickles.
God. We kept going back. The
two
pickles
plates
are so
of pickles.
Salty. So good.
Vinny's all barf.
No, it was delish. And then
just good food.
I love barbecue places.
And Tommy's
places.
Been around forever.
The place is so good. I haven't been there since we first started here. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, when we were living for a couple weeks in the city, I stumbled onto Tommy's.
I've never eaten there, but there's a place we go to in Aptos that's a barbecue place that does blues music live. And we will go and my kid will like dance like full on blues. Oh, like, you know how there's a groove to a blues song and it doesn't really matter what they're saying. It's just a blues. So she just dances. And
how does she dance? Let me see.
I can't do it, but
Did you
know.
See her
does she go? Does she go? Yeah, I saw that. I want him to.
She just spins around in a circle.
She's into it. And if there's another kid, she'll pull the other kid out there. It's neat.
Oh, that's adorable.
The good thing about places like that is it's that vibe.
Right.
Yeah.
Usually.
Just
I don't know
chill.
What Tommy's is, but it's
it's funny because I put up the last picture in the series of pictures I did yesterday on my Instagram, Clarky Clark with an IE, was a shot of the food we were eating. Mm-hmm. And somebody wrote, that was the only place I would take my fake ID when I was a kid. I'm like,
wow.
Not anymore.
Well, they can't
they never
anymore
do that.
Because every other person in line was a cop.
Yeah. Like, tons of cops there.
They must give them some kind of like, come on in.
Or it's discount. Just delicious food.
Yeah, it could be that too.
Well, is there parking?
No.
No.
Oh, well, they can park
ass.
At the hospital parking across
could,
the street,
sure.
But the cops just parked.
wherever they
where
want.
Where they want it.
Yeah, right. They're cops. They
Which
were
was
pulled
fine.
Up where...
That's fine. Hey, I don't mind a cop in my
red
restaurant.
Red zones, that's for me.
Yeah. Oh, red zone. That's a reserved yeah. reserved.
I love red.
That's my favorite color.
Yeah.
That and black and white. That's it.
Yeah.
But when we walked into that place, this old, like, clearly the dude's a regular. Yeah. And he called me Senorita. He's like, hey, Senorita, you ever been here before? Like this old white dude, all kind of grizzled looking, gristly. And I'm like, you know, I said no.
Yeah.
Because it's been 20
exactly,
years.
Exactly.
And I'm like, no. And so he broke the whole thing down. He told me where the pickles were.
And the utensils, told me, water.
Like, all the stuff you want is way up there at the top. That's all the stuff you want. And I'm like, okay. And then, boy, he was just couldn't have been more helpful.
Yeah.
And, you know,
that's
I was
great. I don't mind that.
Predisposed to listen because
then you,
know,
you order what called. You want to order is
yeah.
Well.
I'm like, uh huh. Mm-hmm. And then what happens? And then I grabbed a cop by accident. What? How did that even happen? Like, so there's a big door to the. I still don't quite understand why I did that.
Did
but
you think it was me?
No.
You know what? I thought it was someone in our party because they were standing right. Because there's a like, Disneyland line up there.
Yeah,
you know?
I hate those things.
Yeah, so poor Yuzette. We're having to move stanchions out of her way and just
you
like,
know,
get her around the thing.
You know, because that's what scares me most about flying alone is the yes. Disney line lines mm-hmm. because I just, my eyes just don't catch them. And I'm always like, oh, God. Oh, and I start breaking out in a sweat. Like, right. Oh, God. Okay, which way now?
So
oh,
we
God.
Walk her through the line. And then
and it's dark in there. Well, for me.
Well, it's dark. It's lit low. But there's massive light coming in through the front door on
yeah.
Van Ness or whatever street that is.
Van Ness, yeah.
It is Van Ness.
Yeah, that's
so
Van
they we're in this sort of grouping because there's more people in the line. And this dude is backlit. And I thought it was like Bryn or... So I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
The silhouette.
And that, right, just the silhouette. And then I realize, I'm like, oh, that's not someone in my party. So I put my hand out. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were with us. And I basically go, breaker 19. Like, I grab him by the radio bit. And he's all, you know, I couldn't see if he was smiling or not. But he seemed friendly enough. Because I couldn't see his damn face. I'm all, oh. The light coming in is so bright. He's like, it's okay.
You're lucky he hadn't just... hit you twice with a billy club before he even looked.
You're not kidding.
I taste you.
He's standing facing me. I'm sure I'm just the... I go, I'm sorry, you're backlit and you're, you know...
You look like an angel.
I grabbed him by the shirt collar. Total stranger.
Yeah.
Cop or not.
All right.
Like, oops. Then I'm all nervous because, like, you know, it's a cop and... Is he right. going to arrest me for touching him? And then Bryn was saying...
Me too.
Body cams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could see the body cam?
Oh, absolutely.
You can tell if it's on or not?
I can't tell if it's on or not. I don't know when it's on or not, but I see it right there, and it's yeah. front and center, and it's a little lens. And...
So I'm the star of his show from yesterday.
If it was on,
he
sure,
went back and yeah. said, hey, mm-hmm. look at what
hey,
I got
look
at Tommy's
look
joint.
Look at this old lady senorita. I was like, well, call me senorita. Yeah, it was better than senora, I guess.
You know, yeah, that's it. Sarah was glad just
I'm like,
he
oh.
didn't call her senora instead of
senora.
Yeah. Oh, you're an old lady now. Or Mrs. Yeah. Whatever.
No,
it
I
is.
Am an old lady now. Still. He was older than me, so maybe I was a senorita to him.
Yeah. You're right.
He was a little grizzled for me.
Oh, police officer here. Not a billy club. It's called a baton.
Oh,
sorry.
Yes, baton.
Either way, you're lucky you weren't coming to on the floor going, what happened?
Well, I'm just a nice old senorita. You know, I don't think I look threatening.
What happened is you reached for my stuff.
Right. I couldn't see him, though. Like, I really couldn't see him.
Yeah.
Like, we had just gotten in there. And it was just like your eyes haven't adjusted and the bright light coming in. I was like,
I think
oh.
city cops are probably like, against we've talked about this, like normal street traffic incidents, they're pretty loose. Like, all right, well, you know, it's a city, there's a lot going on. You touch their crap, I bet that's their touchiest, most sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I
a
for
reaction.
Sure.
Yeah.
As I'm trying to like
man or woman or child
explain to
yeah.
him why I can't see his face because he's backlit. I'm like reaching out, and I'm telling you, it was like there was just equipment everywhere. I'm like, I'm touching all these. Hard things.
Yeah, well, I bet that makes them froggy fast.
Yeah.
Luckily, he was facing you, and his back's towards the window.
Yes,
so
yeah. No, while we were full on face to face. I just couldn't see his face. I'm sure mine was lit up like a freaking moon.
He says, the officer says, we try not to block traffic when eating there. Thank you, sir. He says, you can tell if the body cam is on when the lens cover is not covered.
Mm. Oh, it wasn't covered.
Oh.
I would think that they have that on like the whole ship.
Why would right.
I mean, why would you mm-hmm. ever turn it off?
Maybe not like, when they go to the bathroom or who knows.
Oh, that's fine. I think they can, yeah. you know. They can have bathroom, well, I have to bathroom footage.
Is have
it,
a look.
Is it
hey, Sam, check me out.
People are asking what we're talking about. Tommy's Joint.
Tommy's Joint. We're
city.
Waiting in line
TJ's.
At that. So anyway.
Dennis mm-hmm. and Gary.
Yeah. It's so funny, too, because the sign, just the sign alone, is very colorful and big, and you can see it from the hospital so mm-hmm. clearly. But so I get home, and of course I spilled the freaking whole things in my car.
Oh, no.
I know. Of course I did. Not like, I mean, mostly it was in the bag.
Oh, but I always said things just on the floor.
Well, it was on the floor.
Oh,
but then there
sucks.
Were two things in there, and it was a big bag, and it slipped yeah. around. And then I grab it, and I think the beans are so hot, they're like melting the plastic because my fingers
so
went
fast,
up into
so
it. Oh, yeah, I drive so fast.
Scary.
I just went everywhere.
Old lady fast.
So I walk in, and Riley's making bagels because my brother smoked salmon mm-hmm. yesterday, and Riley's making bagels. You know, we have dinner together on Tuesday nights. And I was like, how am I going to eat that? Like, I am so full right
well,
now.
God forbid,
well, they knew you just
skip
came
a
to
meal.
Tommy's.
I mean,
well, they, after they make it, like, I
well,
was the one
whatever.
Who requested the smoked salmon and the bagels.
Oh.
You know, well, we decide what we're going to have on
I know,
Tuesday
but
night.
Did they know you were going to Tommy's and bringing
yeah,
something home?
I didn't know. They had it for lunch. They just picked at it for lunch, the two platters. But then, you know, I have to, I would have skipped that meal for sure. But I couldn't.
So you ate.
But you
I had
didn't.
To.
Even though you ate 4 pounds of meat earlier.
I know. Oh my God. I would have felt bad. And then, of course, I had to have ice cream after dinner, you know.
Oh boy.
That's the law. So once the dog starts eating, it's hard to pull the dog off. But then this morning I woke up, and usually in the morning I'll like, you know, a bowl of cereal or something. I was thinking yesterday, I'm like, oh, I'll have one of those bagels. And I was just like, I think I'm just going to wait till I get home to eat anything. Just so full. So what did you do yesterday, Vinny? I know you had an appointment at the pediatrician.
I did. So I went, well, so I had one of those, I got home, I had to go get groceries, and I get home and I'd put these two little, Pellegrino bottles in the back of the car, and I didn't forget about them, but
oh,
they
no.
were safe, but they weren't.
They rolling
apparently
around?
17. Ugh. I didn't hear them rolling around, but I hit my back door opens itself. You can't,
oh,
like, pull
no,
it.
Oh, no, right.
So I just clicked it so it would open, and I walked away, and I hear this smash.
In your driveway?
No, this was in the garage. I'd
oh,
already pulled it in.
Oh, no.
And I just went, who left a bottle around? Like, even though
ready
I...
ready to blame someone else.
Oh, I wanted to so bad, but...
Did they both fall?
I looked everywhere, too. I'm like, where did that fall from?
And the sky as you look up.
God. And it was just a mess. It was the full, like, that's when I really knew it was me, when I realized it was a full bottle of. And to
it
pull both
me.
Cars out and sweep it up. It's summer. Everyone's walking around barefoot. It's like,
right?
Oh, I can't leave that. God.
And that, it is amazing how much glass there is in one bottle. Like, you
it
can't.
It exploded.
Yeah. Right. So
and
it's
it only
everywhere.
Fell. What's the tailgate to
Two
the
feet.
Floor?
2 feet, yeah. Mm.
But it exploded. So I cleaned it up, and then I had to go get my kid from school, and then I took her to the pediatrician. She's had like a persistent cough, but
like
not
a dry
sick.
Cough.
So the doc goes, Dr. Jill.
Hey, Dr. Jill. Is that the
goes,
one whose hand you kissed? Same,
no.
Same
but you know what's funny is Christina was telling my daughter the story about how dad kissed the doctor's hand. And so this is just another aside to this whole other thing. My kid comes in and goes, why'd you kiss the doctor? And I'm like,
I thought it was your head, honey.
Who told you that? Mom. Mom's over there cackling over in the side. And she's trying to explain to my kid why this is funny, because dad's fairly comfortable in his own skin and in the world, and yet that was a moment where I didn't deal with it well at all. Right. So she's trying to say, and then dad, they didn't talk about it, and my kid's looking at her like, I don't really get it.
Yeah. She'll get it as she gets older.
Yeah.
And that's a story you'll have to tell her a million times.
Oh.
Like, your kids, even now, my kids will go, tell me the funniest thing I did when I was 3 years old. Then you have to, like, think back. And
yeah.
There's always something you can come up with.
But so I got to meet her doc, and that was nice, Dr. Jill. The cough that she said is just a virus. Mm. It could be there as long as 2 weeks.
Oh.
But
How long has it been there?
It's been there over a week already.
Oh.
But she's not sick. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have any symptoms. So
is it productive?
It's moist, yes. Oh.
I wonder if it's the allergens in the air. They say it's really bad. It's like a second coming right now.
The allergies are no joke this year, it feels like.
Check out this doctor's office, though.
All right.
It's funny. They've got surfboards and skateboards on the wall.
That's so cute.
For decoration.
That's adorable.
I'm
always fascinated by oh my god.
Ah!
Oh,
that's boy. Sorry, Dr. Jill. That's Dr. Jill's butt.
Yeah. Well, she's
you got her butt.
Looks like she's looking in Isla's ear.
Yeah. And tickling her, you can see she's like, "Oh,
well, she's your kid." I mean, there's hardly any touching her without her turn it into a pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
When kids are little, they actually like to be tickled, but my kid had a safe word for it. Like, if it was okay to tickle
him,
like, it wasn't queef. I think it was boat. There was boat and flashlight were the two words. Like, go. I think go might have been boat and flashlight might have been stop.
Mm.
You know, because you'd have to stop. You can kill someone tickling them to death.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
It's not right. Leave people alone.
So he'd almost, like, you know, be ready to run away and then say flashlight. I could go after him.
Anyway, we left there and she goes, so I did good, right? And I'm like, yeah, you did. Mm. So do I get a treat? I'm like, I don't know. Is that what you get? Well, yeah.
Mom does.
Yeah, you get a lollipop, usually, at least.
I go.
Stickers.
Liar.
All right, let's go. What do you want? He goes, well, she points to Starbucks, of all things. I'm all,
oh, my God.
What do you want in there? Pulls me in. Cake pop. I'm like, that's what you get for going to the doctor?
Used to just be a lollipop.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I get a cake pop. Mom doesn't buy her that. Dad's just dumb.
You dummy.
So you get home and she's like, no.
No, we don't do that.
Did she get any treat?
No.
Oh, Isla's a liar.
She played me.
No, she's just smart.
Yeah.
She's a kid.
Yeah, she played me.
And this is only the beginning.
Well, this is how the movies thing happened. That's how I got in trouble with the movies. That's why she's scared of bears. That's why we don't get to watch good movies anymore. Because Dad goes, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
But like Brave was this movie I thought would be good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Brave?
Yes.
Brave's great.
Merida.
That kid's been scared of bears forever.
I don't
since
even remember there being a bear in
the
that
movie. The bears is the whole thing.
I don't even remember it. I thought it was like her dad sacrifices himself, the mom takes off.
How did the dad lose his leg?
I don't remember, Vinny.
Mardu. Mardu the bear.
Okay, now I remember. I don't remember.
You don't remember. Well, anyway, the bears, she's been the bears. There's no bears in this house.
I didn't like that the mother was gone and just, there were some things I didn't like about that. I mean, I liked actually the sort of female empowerment thing.
It's one of the few where the message is, I don't need a husband.
Yeah, I don't need anybody.
You don't need to set me up, I'm good.
Right.
So I liked that aspect of
it. Yeah, that I remember about it, but I remember the mother had like taken off and there was, you know, the poor, and left the dad and the kid. Like, I felt bad about it.
Can you see that?
I can see it.
It's hard to see, yeah. But the bear is gnarly in here. He's pretty vicious looking.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you know, a healthy fear of bears is not a bad thing.
I don't disagree, but if that's what she hears when she's laying in bed, it's probably something she shouldn't have seen so soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is,
you don't want people stopping. I'm like, oh my God, that cute bear. I'm going to go give it a hug like Paddington. Like, Paddington's actually bad news for people who should be scared of bears. He seems so adorable.
Oh, Paddington. We were just talking about Paddington.
Because of Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant's great in that.
He is good in that.
He's good in everything, Vinny.
I don't know about that.
He's hot. Even now. His soft man boobs.
Yeah.
I want to clutch them to me.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, that was it.
Hey, you guys, I don't know if you realize this, but Big Brother's on tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, so
that'll
so
be the underlying subtext of this entire show. That's right. It's hump day.
Very excited for you guys.
Thank you, Yuzi. Thanks.
We're coming to the end of this, too, by the way.
It's got to end. Well, it's going to end sometime in September. And then, guess what?
Survivor!
Yeah! I forget what the theme is for Survivor this time. Oh, it's the Sandra and Boston Rob are going to be like consultants. They get to visit and get advice from them or something, right?
I think the new players are better than those guys ever were, but okay.
Well, they did change. She won it twice, for God's sake. It's incredible.
But the new voting, the way they do things, the way it's always...
It's changed a lot. Like, people are really savvy with it. And the show is
they're going to be sitting in their hut by themselves.
Yeah. They don't seem to need us. You want to make us s'mores or something? All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Play a song. We do that. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.